We're back on the Captain's Log. Eric Myers, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Peanuts?
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here having a good time.
I gotta put on my shades because you're too cool.
I don't know about that. Pretty cool. I got my new leather jacket from Forever 21's. $39.99.
That's our new intern right there.
Who?
Right there, Kendall.
Hi, Kendall.
Hi, Eric.
Kendall's a rapper, and she's going to rap for us. Go, Kendall.
I did hear her telling us how talented of a rapper she was.
She said she was the next Biggie Smalls. That's exactly to quote.
So we just finished 105.5 The Beat.
We did finish it.
And Eric, you're performing at Off the Hook Comedy Club tonight.
No.
Wednesday. Yes.
What?
Yes.
No.
7 o'clock show.
No, I canceled that.
And I'm going to give you
I have a hair appointment. I'm washing my hair. Look at it.
Giving away free tickets now. Stop. You're interrupting. It's my goddamn show.
You shut up.
Eric Myers tonight, 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock.
Off the Hook Comedy Club. EMF, Eric Myers free, EMF at offthehookcomedy.com. Use that promo code and you can get free tickets to see Eric tonight. The first 20 people. After that, you got to pay.
20 of you are lucky. The rest of you is screwed.
Yes.
You have to pay big money to see me.
I'm just going to make my way up here because if I sit here too long, that's right when the sun is right in my face.
Brian, I'm practically blind. I don't even have sunglasses. You and Kendall's have sunglasses and I got nothing.
Let me see.
I'm going to put my little visor down.
Oh, look at this. Visor down.
It didn't do nothing.
Well, your face is really small. It's like little.
I got a little tiny peanut face. Brian, why 20 people get to see me for free tonight at 7 Off the Hook
Comedy
Club.
Offthehookcomedy.com.
Offthehookcomedy.com, thank you. Code
It's a good
EMF.
Thing you're not my promo guy. It's my hype man.
I am your hype man. EMF! EMF! Promo code 7 o'clock!
Hey, Vicky. Hey, Randy. What's going on, guys? We're live on the Captain's Log, and today is Wednesday. This is season 2. Season 1 took 13 years to complete.
I can't believe you haven't been canceled yet.
And
what are the ratings of this
but
shit?
But anyway, go when you're on the damn podcast, I know you guys are, you can like it and share it and also give us a rating like on iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud, wherever you're watching from. Or if you're watching on Facebook, just say hello. When you tune in, tell us what city you're watching from. Because I want to know where you guys are today.
And, we want to know where you are.
And not to rub it in, but it is 70 degrees, sunny, and we're in Fort Myers, and it's beautiful. And I'm sure where you guys are watching, it's either here or somewhere where it's cold as hell. So tell us where that is, right?
It's cold everywhere else, probably.
Kendall, this is your first appearance on the Captain's Log. How do you feel?
Very honored.
You
Very
are,
nervous.
Right?
Super nervous.
Oh, my God. It's so scary.
Okay, Skylar.
Oh, it's Kobe! Koba!
What? So, Eric, what's the plan while you're in town, buddy?
Brian, I'm going to do a bunch of heroin and go to Walmart.
Excellent! Thank you!
Yes.
I appreciate this.
They can't ban me forever.
This is a family show, so that's good.
And, what? I bring my family.
You do?
Yeah, I bring them to the Walmart and we all shoplift. It's a group effort. I got 100 pairs of socks last time.
Wow. So I had the visor up, and it was perfect right exactly in the middle of our camera shot, which was good. That was good. That was good.
Oh, you got me from all angles.
I do.
We need like a crotch cam to get the full effect.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken.
A lot of hair on that one.
Oh, okay.
Biggs is watching. We're going now.
Big Mama sent us a message.
Yeah, we're heading over to 103.9. We're on the way. We're going to see Babs and Biggs and Mel. And
yay!
You're going to tear it up, right?
I'm sure as heck gonna try.
I believe it.
I'm gonna do this. I just started Uber driving, and I want to have a camera in it, almost like Cash Cab.
Yeah.
But like record people, me messing with them. But I don't know. Would they have to like sign a release? First of all, I was picking up these college kids the other day in my Uber. I'm a 30-year-old Uber driver. There's kids in the back seat, and I'm like, "So what's your major?" He's like, "English." I'm like, "That was my major," and he just started crying. He's like, "I'm switching."
And then did you open the door and let him out?
He jumped out, and I was going 50 miles an hour.
What's your rating, by the way? Your big joke is that you get to rate, and they get to rate you. What's your rating as a driver?
I'm rated X.
No, come on.
I drive buck naked.
What's your rating?
My bare ass is pressed on the seats for all to see. I am rated 4.92.
4.92.
My rating went down just because I got a 4-star rating. And then, but I only had 12 rides at that time. Well, driving, I did Uber Miami, and it's like, first of all, downtown Orlando and Miami, half the streets are one-way streets. Half the streets are closed. People drive like they're crazy. So people, and you know, in Florida, you put on your turn signal, people don't let you over. They speed up. Right. They try to be the first one to the red light or something. Everyone gets so angry in these damn cars. They need to relax.
So why'd someone give you a 4-star? Did you make the wrong turn?
Because I...
They looked at your driving record.
I have to talk about that. I was drinking vodka out of a thermos.
All right, guys. The promo code to see Eric is EMF, because I know there's some of the people. EMF, you get to see him tonight. Back to the Uber.
Yes.
So when you signed up to be a driver, they didn't make you submit, like, your driver's license? They did a background check or anything?
They did, but I have a secret identity.
So...
My name is Noel Gallagher.
How the hell did that happen?
I went there and I said, I have a good driving record.
You just, because you haven't had your license.
I haven't had a license, so I got nothing. I'm a safe driver.
You're a safe driver.
I'm a safe driver.
Oh my God.
I got a good driving record. I'm Ubering.
I'm not trusting my kids with Uber anymore. Not after this.
What? No, yes. Dude, I'm a good Uber driver.
Thank you, Vicky. EMF. Thank you, Vicky. Yes.
EMF, Vicky, come to my show, please.
Yes.
We need you.
I love it.
I'm doing good Ubers, and then...
And I'll be live tomorrow with Joe List. He'll be on the Captain's Log. We're doing press again. We'll be at Gator Country, 105.5 The Beat. We'll be on 96 K-Rock.
We'll be on
103.9, and that's tomorrow morning. Kendall, are you with us tomorrow morning? Or you have school?
I think I have school.
Oh, my God.
School.
What does she need the school for?
School? You're rolling with the big dog.
Yeah.
This guy practically runs Naples.
You've already made it.
This guy, if he walks into McDonald's, they'll throw two homeless people out of line to give him an Egg McMuffin. I've seen it done.
Do you want to know a funny story?
So yes.
I'm with Kevin Hart. I don't want to name drop, but I'm with Kevin Hart. We go to Cracker Barrel. And the freaking lady at Cracker... By the way, just put your feet right on my dash, right
there. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry,
don't
Brian.
Worry
Brian,
about my I'm dash, so, nothing, I'm... your grubby-ass sneakers. That's good. Put them right there.
I'm sorry.
Make yourself at home.
I got armoralls.
So we
car.
Walk into Cracker Barrel, and Kevin's got like four of his homies with him, right?
Okay.
And the lady's like, Captain Brian, oh my God, I love you. What's going on? And I'm with Kevin Hart. They didn't even know who he was. And their
That's
freaking
hilarious.
Dudes, like his whole posse, thought it was the best ever. Like the best freaking day of their life. They're like, this is the best day ever.
He got upstaged by Captain
yeah, B. Yeah, it was so funny.
Captain B is famous
yeah,
out here.
Yeah, and now
man.
I should, if I took, I'll take 3 zeros off of his paycheck and I'll still be happy. Just delete 3 zeros and still make me happy. So
my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You need to add 3 zeros to my check.
And there's no zeros on your check. Just
my check
one.
Is single digit.
Just a zero.
It's just a zero. I think it'd be a check for $0. I owe the money at the end of the day. Like you gotta,
depends you how much you eat. So, no, this is a true story.
I eat a lot of food.
Another true story. John Panette spent upwards of $9,000 in the weekend at the hotel, in the mini bar and the hotel and restaurant and bar.
$9,000?
His bill.
In a week?
No, dude, in 3 days. Yes. Yes.
I don't even think that's possible.
It's possible because I saw the bill. And I was like, oh, I don't pay those bills. I only pay taxes and room charge, not incidentals. And they're like, oh, we'll charge it to Mr. Panette's card. Thank you. Yeah.
$9,000.
It was 90 something, 600 or something.
What was he eating?
Dude, it was all mini bar. How crazy is
well,
that?
Well, that could be like three sodas from a mini
yeah.
bar. Where'd you have them up at? The Ritz-Carlton?
It was at the Marriott? JW Marriott.
Yeah, that was the nicest hotel. He was the nicest guy on the planet.
He was awesome.
He was the best guy.
He really
Rest
was.
In peace and a comedy genius.
Loved him.
Yeah,
loved
he took me to Maggiano's one time. He's like, he got us like 7 appetizers. And I had like no money. And then I went to a casino and lost $60 playing craps and he gave me 60 bucks.
No like, way.
Mm-hmm. That was really, and he gave me a $100 tip at the end of the week. He loved me.
He was a good dude.
He was a nice guy.
He really had a heart of gold, didn't he?
He did. He was a great guy and a great comic.
What's the craziest thing that's happened to you in comedy? I mean, you've been doing comedy now for like 20 years, no? How long?
Probably 17 years.
17 years.
I did it twice before then, but May 10th, 2001 is my go-to date. This has happened to me three times where someone has fallen off a stool and had to have an ambulance called and had them taken out.
Driving. Here we are.
Yeah. That has happened to me, and it's very weird, because I'm on stage, and then somebody will be drunk, or they'll take, like, pills or whatever before the show, and they'll fall right off the stool, and I have to stand there, and I can't really make jokes, because the person might be dead.
Right.
So, it's like, but then going back on after it, it's just the whole show's ruined. That has happened to me three times in my life.
It is weird. I've had people, I mean, it's just the general public. You've had people have heart attacks, choke on a meal, like, all kinds of crazy stuff.
That would freak me out. I couldn't even watch
that. You know, you have thousands of people a week in your venue, and weird stuff happens. So it's just the same thing when you're on stage. I can totally get that.
Have you had someone choking and somebody had to give them the Heimlich?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Dude, a couple times.
Really?
I've had people throw up. People
at the table?
People lay a turd. Yeah, dude.
No. At the table?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. The general public does some weird stuff.
Wait,
a turd fell right out of his pant leg.
What do you mean?
But it happens apparently, because the other day I was in Walmart and I literally, it was a code brown. In the aisle, there was a turd on the floor. And they were there, and the lady, I was.
I'm sorry about that.
I was Snapchatting it.
Drank some prune juice.
There was a turd right in the freaking electronics section. And this is the other day, it was on my Snapchat.
You
should have
been in the toilet paper section. Wait, did they put little cat ears on it?
And I was like, in the electronics section? The people in the electronics section have more money than this. They shouldn't be turning in the aisle. They should be a little educated.
You need to buy some Apple underwear.
Right?
The eye diaper. It plays 30 million songs.
It was on the side. I think it was where the accessories were. They needed more accessories.
He left an accessory. That's the eye dookie.
Oh, Liz is in Massachusetts. What's happening?
Oh,
Michelle,
must be freezing.
How are you? Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's actually 71. It's got 1 degree warmer here since we've been doing the show.
It was 66 when I woke up. I was freezing. I had to put my little jackies on.
What time did you wake up this morning?
I woke up. You picked me up at 7:25, and I rolled out of bed around 7:24.
Oh, nice. Well, did you wake up when I called you?
I did. When you called me, I leapt right out of bed. I was fully dressed and perky and ready to go. And I had some crystal bath right by the bed.
How many Red Bulls have you drank today?
I am on my 19th one.
No, did you have your Red Bull fixed?
I have an IV pump in my chest that pumps me full of glutamine and fluxamines. I haven't had, I don't even know. I haven't had any Red Bulls.
No
tonight.
Red Bull?
I've had two cups of coffee.
Usually you have a couple Red Bulls to fire up the morning, don't you?
Well, then stop and get me one, Peanuts.
I gotta go. We gotta go radio.
Brian, I was thirsty. I was parched.
There's a lot of traffic today, so this episode might run a little longer because I have.
I'm running out of wisecracks.
What is that? Is that a set list?
I was supposed to get my set list, but I accidentally brought my list of things I need from Walgreens, so it's not going to be very funny.
Okay, so what is it?
Nair for men, extra small condoms, and Caramello bar.
Wait, have you
What's
actually,
up with Mountain
have
Dew?
Have you actually ever used Nair for men?
I have.
No way.
I did.
What did you put it on?
We don't need to talk about it.
No, did you put it on your junk?
I put it on my bald spot. That's why.
No.
I wanted to look older and more distinguished.
It's working.
I did. It is working. I nared my legs one time. because they were so hairy.
Sarah said she's been to the club at least 10 times, and Eric Myers is our absolute favorite.
Oh, Sarah, I lovin' you. Bless your little heart. Bless your little heart.
You put the Nair on your nuts?
I did one time, yes.
No way.
Yes. And Nair takes off one layer of skin, and your nuts is like 1.5 layers of skin.
Does it say on the package that it's okay for that area? Or
there's
no?
Actually a picture of nuts with like the Ghostbusters thing. Don't do it. My balls were like transparent. It looked like a sandwich bag with two plums in it.
That's a nice size.
They were like
package,
ghost balls. They were just like floating
the size
in
of
there.
Plums, each one was the size of a plum. That's a big package.
I have gigantic balls. I get it from my mother. My grandmother had a huge sack. We used to call her coin purse.
I don't think I've laughed that much on the Captain's Log ever.
Oh,
that's
Christ.
Embarrassing. You made me laugh so hard.
Oh, my God. My grandmother's sack was sagging down to the fucking Antarctica. Oh, sorry.
Oh, great. Now you're cursing. Oh my God. Ida, what's going
Ryan!
On?
Ida!
We're in Fort Myers and we're stuck in traffic. There's a lot of traffic and that's right, the sun's right in our face.
We're stuck.
I gotta tell the camera guy to do some adjusting on the light here.
Camera guy? You got a freaking $5 thing from Walmart.
All right, fine. Well, whatever.
Did you buy that when the guy
It sounds better when it's, you know, they can't see it. I have to build it up like it's a real thing.
I wonder if the guy who shit on the floor at Walmart's watching this right now crying.
I
ate a bunch of Fruit Loops.
Right after I Snapchatted it, a little guy came over with with gloves on and a mask. And I'm like, you got gloves and a mask on? Everybody's walking around normal. What the hell is wrong with this turd? Is this like a radioactive turd?
If you step in it, you'll become Turd Man.
Right?
Like Spider-Man.
Oh my God.
That's your origin story. Wait, did you ever see Caddyshack? It was like a baby Ruth in the bowl with no shit. And Mallory picks up and eats it.
Holy Christmas Eve. I think they've shortened this light. They're letting three people go through at a time.
Dude, this is preposterous.
It's so many cars.
I can walk to the damn hotel.
Well, we're not going to the hotel. We're going to 103.9.
Brian, I'm tired.
You're done for the day?
What do you want from me?
Hey, you guys want to see Eric tonight? Use the promo code EMF. At offthehookcomedy.com.
Come see
me. And I promise, he's funny. He's hysterical. It's
I'm
a crazy
hysterical.
Show. And John Charles is opening up for you.
John Charles. Yes, he is. The hilarious John Charles. Very funny comedian. And the Fazzle.
Is he coming?
He's hosting.
Oh, my God. Fazzle. Fazzle watches all the time.
Fazzle's great. I love Fazzle. He's very
Fazzle,
funny.
I've given him a hard time this morning. And,
why? He's a good guy. He's got funny jokes.
I always give him a hard time. It's fun.
Brian, you damn boss.
Kendall, how's your experience on the Captain's Log so far?
It's good.
Are you doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing great.
All right. How come no male interns ever want to be my intern? It's always females.
I don't know.
Kendall, why is that? Is my ad specific, female specific?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's targeted.
I did not. I didn't even run an ad, so it's at the college.
You're what does it say on the ad?
FGCU. It gives
male prostitute.
You have to put in your size and measurements. That's the qualification
for that to be your intern.
No, I'm joking. It's at FGCU.
Me
but
too.
No
guys, right here, sexual harassment.
No guys ever apply. I was just wondering why it's always females.
I applied.
Well, you had to be in school.
I said I'd fuck you, and you never returned my calls.
I blocked you after that.
I sent you a sexy Snapchat. I'd be shitting on the floor at Walmart. And I said, this could be
that
your face.
That was you? That was you.
I'm the Walmart shitter. I've been five places in the tri-state area.
I'm a little disappointed. I honestly thought that post would go more viral than it did. It only had like 1,000 views on Snapchat. I was pissed. I mean, you guys should have given it more love. It was a turd, damn it.
I think you sit on there to do my business for Captain
I didn't even do it. I just happened to come across a turd on the floor.
You should sell Captain Brian diapers for adults.
Yes. You know what? It's part of my merch at CaptainBrian.com. I sell that with my vodka. That's Captain spelled out Brian, BRIEN.com. You can buy all the merch.
I'm drinking Captain Brian vodka right now, and I'm hallucinating.
No, you're not. We shut you off.
No, he cut me off. He sends me his non-alcoholic fun punch.
So, you guys want to listen to us after this shenanigans is over, which is in just a few minutes.
I say it.
We're going to be on Big Mama and the Wild Bunch because we just finished up on 105.5 The Beat.
Yes.
And after that, around 10 o'clock, we're going to be on 96K Rock with Jeff Zito.
I'm so excited.
And Kendall has already failed. She's supposed to be videoing. You think she'd video one time. Kendall, have you videoed done anything during this show yet today?
No, no.
Zero.
What am I
paying you for? You should pay me for all this exposure.
She's getting paid?
Yes.
I gotta do this for free?
It's a damn shame.
I'm a big star.
This is what I think should happen right now. She should pay us for all the freaking knowledge we're giving her.
We'll go to Five Guys.
It's ridiculous.
It's on you. And you're not even getting free tickets to the show.
I'm calling the labor board right now.
I'm calling them. I'm depressed.
What are you gonna tell them?
I'm going to tell him I need to work. You've been talking about poo-poo all day, and it's making me sick. People are shitting on the damn floor at Kmart.
No,
where are you
it's
shopping?
Walmart.
Where everyone's shitting on the floor?
It was Walmart in Naples. This is real. I'm not lying.
Well, rich people shit too.
Well, they don't on the
you
floor.
You elitist.
You don't have to take it on the floor.
Well, you know, some people gotta go. They're old.
What's the craziest thing you ever did in Walmart?
Me?
Yeah.
I shit on the floor.
No, come on.
In aisle 7. Was that where it was? Electronics.
It was in electronics.
I was looking at, I got so excited by the Apple Watch.
That was not
I just
you.
Shit right on the floor.
That was not you.
It
was
I got too, so it excited.
Was, it was small. It could have been a small child. It wasn't like a huge plop. It was just a little turd.
I take small poops. I only eat raisins.
Did you ever do anything crazy at Walmart? Everyone's got a good crazy Walmart story,
oh,
no?
Hell yeah.
One time my friend, no, this wasn't at Walmart. This was at, like, Rooms to Go. He dared me to lay in the bed, like, the display bed, and put the blankets over me. When anyone walked by, he was, like, videotaping me. Walked by, I was like, hey, can you wake me up in 20 minutes for work? And people gave me the dirtiest look. They finally threw me out.
Did you sleep?
I was, like, pretending to sleep, but I had my shoes and all my clothes on. But I got under the blankets, and these people were walking by the bed. And I was like, can you guys keep it down? We were, like, making a YouTube video. But they didn't know it because he was, like, hiding. And the manager came by, and he was, like, yelling at me. I was like, hey, give me 5 more minutes. I was like, wake me. What time is it? Wake me up at 3. I got to go to work. It was actually kind of funny, but.
It sounds funny.
Yeah. So I don't know if the craziest thing I ever did at Walmart.
One of the craziest things I ever did, I know, was, I don't know if that's legal, but we're just going to roll with that right there like that.
What?
The video like that.
You can't even see that oncoming traffic. I don't feel safe in this vehicle,
Brian. Let's see. It's another camera angle, you know.
Brian, I'm a professional Uber driver. I think I know how to drive.
Really? Why did Kendall switch positions?
That's, I gotta get a better angle.
Oh, you needed a better look?
She's trying to jump out of the car. I don't blame her.
So one time I had a bike race in Walmart. That was fun.
In Walmart?
Yeah, we used the bikes. And
who raced? You and your kids?
No, a couple buddies. We were driving around Walmart on our bikes and racing, and then the guy was like, sir, you can't do that anymore. And I was like, okay, I'll ride it back. And I just drove it right back and parked it.
What was that post you did on Facebook? Your kid was like, my hair looks dead ass ratchet today or something?
My daughter, when she's like...
So she got her cell phone back, right?
Yeah, she got her cell phone back. So she said something like, Dad, my hair looks ratchet. I need to get it cut today. Dead ass. I was like, you're 11. Nothing's dead ass, and it's not ratchet.
What does ratchet mean to me?
I don't know. It's like a ghetto term of like...
Daytona.
What does it mean?
Daytona is ratchet.
Daytona is ratchet. Like
Daytona
the city?
Beach on spring break is ratchet.
Really?
What is ratchet?
Yeah, what's ratchet mean?
We're gonna ask the college girl.
Yeah, the college girl knows. Ratchet, what's it?
Ratchet is like...
Dirty and grimy.
Dirty gangsta. And grimy gangsta. And gangsta.
Yeah.
And that's ratchet.
I'm ratchet.
Twerking on a stage is ratchet.
Yeah.
Because it's dirty?
Yeah.
I like to twerk. How's your twerking skills?
I can't really make my butt cheeks clap.
No?
No.
I'm making
it's kind
clap.
Of a soft hum.
I'll make it clap. Make it clap. Make it clap. Make
it's
it
like
clap.
A golf clap.
That's
I
my,
think that's somebody else's
that's
joke.
That's my move.
So. What?
That's my move. That's what I do at the club right away. I go right to the clap.
You make the ass cheeks clap?
Yeah, dude.
I like to twerk. I'll twerk at Walmart.
You do?
I make the ass cheeks
in the
clap.
Aisle?
Yeah, and then the values fall down. It's like 10% off. I'm like, they're like 20% off. My balls are flapping
you
around.
You make it rain.
I make it rain.
All right,
I
guys.
I make it hail with
we're
my
not
shit
making
in the
it
aisles.
Rain here on the Captain's Log, but we are making...
Brown snow!
We are causing
I'm making
a lot
diarrhea.
Of problems. I'm trying to drive. Jesus, what are you doing?
You call this driving?
Yes.
Jesus
luckily, this
Christ.
Car drives itself.
I think you're legally blind.
The car drives itself, so we're good.
Well, it sucks.
I just have to stay, like, kind of semi on the road.
Kendall, will you drive? Because I think Brian's had one too many Captain Brian's cocktails.
Look, there's a cop right here in front of us. This is my move. If we get pulled over, I'm always going to put the live on air sign on. Don't you think that would work? I hope that works. I hope I never get pulled over.
That
if
or
I
he'll,
do,
we'll get shot
I'm just gonna turn
on
the live on air. And he's gonna, sir, why are you live on air? Well, I filmed a show in this car, sir, and I'm just doing a stunt. This was a stunt.
This is
a speeding stunt.
It's a speeding stunt. I think you'd get off.
I think it could work.
Whenever I tell a cop I'm a comedian, they always let me go.
Oh,
they're like, tell me a joke.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in. Go see Eric tonight at Off the Hook. We're going on 103.9.
When
now.
Do we start filming this?
We're going to start the show in a minute, and this is the Captain's Log. You guys, like, share, say hello. Oh, there's a little bell in the corner. Press that little bell and you get notified that we're live. When we're live on the air, you will know.
You should have little twerking and then, tiny cheeks.
And then if you had fun, if you enjoyed even a half a second of this show, give it a like. If you enjoyed more than 5 minutes, then you have to share it. It's just common law. And thanks for tuning in. We had fun. We're here.
Gracias.
We'll be back tomorrow with Joe List. Thanks for watching, guys. This is the Captain's Log. And oh yeah, you can watch all the episodes on YouTube. You could see this live, but you could download the podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud. I'm just gonna keep talking. I don't know why. The show's over. Eric, go do something. I don't pay you anymore. You're done.